Hi, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's message, refuse to give up. With my co-host, Lady V.
Hey, hey.
If this is your first time with us, we are glad you decided to join us.
Yes.
Listen. It's not by chance that you happened upon our podcast.
That's right.
Lady V and I believe in divine timing and appointments.
Mm-hmm.
So stick around because you just may get exactly what you need.
Absolutely.
Also, if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new content. Now, before we get started, we send blessings to our regular listeners.
Yes,
and we
God
just
bless
thank you.
You
all so much
God
for your continued support. So, Lady V, today we're talking about refusing to give up.
Yes, yes. And to all those that are listening, say you're in a race and you're running and you're tired and you're almost at that finish line and your body is screaming, your muscles are screaming for you to give up. It comes to a point where it's how bad do you want it?
That's right.
Because, you know, it doesn't take much fight to give up, but it does take courage and it takes standing strong and strength to refuse to give up.
That's right.
It's not easy persevering through tough times, and it's not easy persevering when it's something that you believe in with everything in you, but everything around you, all the circumstances is saying is not so. But what we want to get over to you today about refusing to give up, when you believe God for something, or you pray about something, or if you even declare a word over your life or declare a word, period, that you believe that God has put in your spirit to declare, it comes a time when things don't look like what you said is going to come to pass. You have to stick with it.
That's right.
You have to believe God and know that because there is nothing too hard for God, and God can do the impossible, you have to stand on faith and you have to just believe. You have to stick with it. But on the flip side, you know, when you're in doubt, everything seems bleak, and that uncertainty is going to be an enemy to you seeing any results. Because with God, He is a faith God, and without faith, you can't please God without faith, because, you know, you have to believe in Him.
That's right.
And you have to believe that whatever you are praying for or believing for, that's in line with His will. And if you read His word, you know what's in line with His will. It shall surely come to pass. But today we're going to talk about the hows of not giving up.
Yeah.
You know, when it gets that point when you're at that finish line and you're about to cross over, but your body feels like you're about to give out. We're going to talk about that because it's a lot of things you can relate to that in not giving up. Sometimes it may not be something in your body. Sometimes it could be just you believing God for something and you want to stick with it, you know, and even if it doesn't look like it. So that's the main point for today's message. And if you look in the Word of God, in James chapter 5, we're going to be looking at verses 16 through 18, you find it telling us that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And it also says that Elijah was a human being, even as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain on the land for 3.5 years. And again, he prayed and the heavens gave rain and the earth produced its crops. Now, the reason why I want to use Elijah today to speak about how you refuse to give up, because there is a story in 1 Kings chapter 17 and chapter 18 of 1 Kings that gives us a little peek into Elijah's faith and his trust in God. And with everything you believe in God for, you're going to have to trust and have faith and not faint while you're waiting in that waiting room for things to manifest. So I want to point out where it says in James 5 and 16, where it says the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. You say, why is the prayer of a righteous person powerful and effective? Well, for one thing, it's going to be an earnest or heartfelt continued prayer to God. Mm-hmm. You're going to keep going to God, to the throne, not begging, but you can be going to God with faith, as in my faith is here to take what I'm believing you for.
Right.
It is a prayer of faith when you have an earnest prayer. It's a prayer of faith. And when a righteous person prays, they should always pray remembering that they have the Holy Spirit in them, so they are already full of power. Mm-hmm. But they have to add the expectation to it to see the results. Mm-hmm. Because you can't expect to receive anything from God unless you believe.
That's right.
That he's able to do it. So faith is an important factor for a righteous person. And a righteous person is going to have faith because they already believe in Jesus. So there's mm-hmm. your faith. That's the beginning of your faith when mm-hmm. you believe in Jesus. So that prayer is going to be powerful and effective. But we have to remember that. We can't look at circumstances. And I wanted to use Elijah because Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17, when he says that it's not going to, he prophesies that it's not going to rain. He tells to Ahab, and he says, the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain for the next few years, except at my words. He said, unless I say it's going to be that, it's not going to be that. So, you know, again, let's go back to James 5:16, where it says the prayer of a righteous person, it's powerful and effective. I'm trying to make build to something here. Just stick with me. Now, Elijah being used as the human, saying he was a human being. Okay, in James 5:17 says Elijah was a human being, even as we are. That point is being made because it's saying that it's not that Elijah himself had any special abilities. Mm-hmm. It's just that he trusted God mm-hmm. and the power of God, that what he prayed for, that it would not rain on the land for 3.5 years, that God would honor that prayer. Mm-hmm. So, but he was just like me or you that's a believer in Jesus. So that's to distinguish that. It wasn't that he was just so special. Now, he was a prophet of God. He was one of the most talked about prophets of God. But it's because of his faith in God mm-hmm. And his belief in him that he saw so many results. And if you know the word, you read the word, you will find in scripture, like in Psalm 34:15, where it says, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, mm-hmm. those with more courage and spiritual integrity, and his ears are open to their cry. So if you're righteous and you believe in Jesus, and you know when you pray, you go on with faith and expectation, it's because your expectation is that the Lord, his eyes are on me, his mm-hmm. eyes are on you, and his ears are open to whenever you open your mouth or your heart and your spirit, and you're calling out to him, his ears are open to mm-hmm. He's attentive. And 1 Peter chapter 3:12, it basically reiterates that, you know, mm-hmm. that eyes of the Lord are looking favorably upon the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer, meaning he's eager to answer, mm-hmm. eager to answer. So he wants us to call him. And Elijah is a great example of someone who was confident when he prayed, and when he spoke a word, he was confident that no matter what it looked like, it shall come to pass, because mm-hmm. he was in right standing with God because of what? Faith. Because he believed God. Mm-hmm. So looking at 1 Kings 17:1, Elijah says to Ahab that, you know, as the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither rain nor dew in the next few years, except at my word. And then we jump on over to 1 Kings 18, looking at verses 41-46. We find out here is how things went down. He was refusing to give up. This is an example of Elijah refusing to give up. So here's what happened in verse 41. Starting at verse 41, Elijah said to Ahab, go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. Mm-hmm. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees. So Elijah is praying and he's worshiping God in the meantime, but Elijah did something profound in saying, I hear the sound. He said, I'm hearing a mighty rainstorm coming. And this wasn't an actual hearing it in the natural. Mm-hmm. This was a spiritual believing mm-hmm. that rain is coming. I believe it's coming. So this is him basically saying, when he said, I hear it, this is a spiritual hearing. This is not a natural like hearing, you know, the rain pouring down. Mm-hmm. His spirit is like, wait a minute. He was discerning mm-hmm. rain is coming. So he goes up and he prays at the top of Mount Carmel. And so he's praying because he's praying, he's worshiping, he's talking to God. And he's like, I know, and I'm just paraphrasing here, just adding, you know, what I believe he was, you know, he could have been like, you know, God, I'm believing you that at my word, I said it wasn't going to rain. Now I'm saying the rain is coming back. And I said in the beginning that it's not going to rain until I say so. And now I'm saying to, you know, again, okay, it's going to rain. The rain is coming, God. And I know you're going to stand behind my word because I believe this is something you want me to do. This mm-hmm. is something you wanted me to pray. This is something you wanted to happen, to show the king Ahab that the God that they served, which was Baal, which was supposed to have been I believe a storm god, some type of storm god, mm-hmm. and that they thought control the crops and if the crops and all grew and when it grew and when it didn't grow, they, you know, that's what you know, King Ahab, they basically believed in. And Elijah just had been showing them, no, my God is greater. You know, you're not, what you believe in is nothing. If I tell my God to bring down fire from heaven, he gonna bring down fire from heaven. That's what mm-hmm. he did in front of all the prophets of Baal. And so this is Elijah, you know, basically prophesying, okay, I said it won't gonna rain, it didn't rain for 3.5 years, now mm-hmm. I'm saying it's time for the rain to come. And he's talking to God.
And Lady Lee, that right there showed very well that mm-hmm. his God was more powerful than
the prophets.
Because if mm-hmm. their God was so great, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it wouldn't have stopped raining just because Elijah
said it. Exactly.
It's not going to rain again. So, that's a lesson right there mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. teaches that, you know, there is no God greater than uh-huh. the Lord thy God.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly. And so, picking up in verse 43, you know, Elijah says to his servant, go and look toward the sea. You know, remember Elijah's praying at top of Mount Carmel, and his servant comes back to him after he done got himself something to eat, and he's like, it's gonna be a little bit of a wait, so you better go get you something to eat. So he comes back, and his servant comes back to him, and Elijah says, go and look toward the sea. And the servant went and he looked, and then he returned to Elijah, and he said, you know, I don't see nothing. He's basically saying, I don't see anything, you know. Mm-hmm. 7 times Elijah told this servant to go back. He kept telling him, go back. And the servant was saying, I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing, Elijah. I don't see no rain. I don't see nothing, Elijah. Elijah's like, go back, go back, go mm-hmm. back. So here is the faith on the field for Elijah, you know. He's refusing to give up. He believes that the rain is coming. Mm-hmm. He prayed for it, and he believes it's coming. He spoke it, and he believes it's coming. And so he's praying, but he's sending that servant back to keep looking for the evidence of the rain. Mm-hmm. Because in his spirit, Elijah knew, I hear some rain coming. Some rain is coming. I know it's coming. Mm-hmm. Go look. Go take a look. And the servant's like, I don't see nothing. 7 times did this servant go and look toward the sea. Nothing. But finally, in verse 44, it said, the 7th time, his servant told him, I saw a little cloud mm-hmm. about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea. So, you know, what you can look at here and note is that this is a sign. Here's the evidence of a sign mm-hmm. that something is about to happen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, it may be a small thing that God can put in your spirit to let you know, I got it. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Just keep mm-hmm. waiting on it. But you got to pay attention, because sometimes God give you a little sign. He mm-hmm. may not give you a big sign, but just a little glimmer mm-hmm. of something that's about to happen mm-hmm. and to get your attention. And, you know, and also to get the attention of others, you know, because this got that servant's attention. That, wait a minute, there was some, that's a cloud. He said some rain, but that's a little cloud though, but it's small, but it's there. Mm-hmm. But you know, but God, you know, can give you a peek into that he's working on something. Mm-hmm. But you got to still keep your faith on the field and refuse to give up to actually see the manifestation of
that's
it.
Right.
So you know, people, you need to, if you're in Christ, you need to remember that the Lord is with you. So, you know, if you're believing him for something, and you know that this is something God has promised, you know, whether it's in the word or he actually promised to you in your spirit, you hold on to it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and like I said, the servant, he went back 7 times. Elijah sent him 7 times to go look for a sign, because Elijah knew at some point he was going to see something. Mm-hmm. And he did. He saw that cloud. And then Elijah shouts, you know, hurry and to Ahab, tell him, climb onto your chariot and go back home. If you don't hurry, the rain going to stop you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when Elijah, like I said, on the mountain prayed, then next thing you know, verse 45 says, soon the sky was black with clouds and a mm-hmm. heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, you know, mm-hmm. and here was the manifestation.
Yeah.
You know, so imagine if Elijah had a went on what the servant said seven times when he sent him seven times to go look, and the servant was like, I don't see nothing. I don't see no clouds. I don't see no rain. I don't see nothing. You said it's going to rain, but I don't see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if Elijah had a went on what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
We went on the report of this servant. You know, sometimes, you know, we could get a report from somebody that's not good, and you can either take their report or you can take the report of the Lord.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you taking the report of the Lord, that goes on faith, because it's not going to look like what the Lord has said is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the faith come in at.
Mm-hmm.
Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And if you cannot trust in God's word alone,
right?
For the evidence to be your evidence, that's what the faith is. That evidence, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at God's word as your evidence,
yeah,
okay?
Because that's
you,
good.
You know, that's just like if someone you go to get a house, you see a realtor to get a house, and you get ready to sign the paperwork that this house is yours. All right, your paperwork in your hand shows you have ownership of this house.
Yes,
but if you don't believe that in that paper, that word on that paper that says this is your house, anybody can walk up in there and say, this is my house. What you talking about? This is my house. And they can have a set of keys. They could have used to live there. And
uh-huh.
And that's the house they selling. They say, I don't want to give it up. We saw a movie one time.
Yeah.
The man he sold the house, but he was still in there.
Yeah.
You know, but the house belonged to the couple, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to trust God's word, just like you have to trust it. It's like your title deed for what you're believing for,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you have to just trust it. Don't go on what it looked like. You have to refuse to give up if you believe in God for what you pray for, and you believe that God said this is going to be. You hold on to that. No matter
what
it is, you hold on to that. But I like how, you know, it points out, you know, in James chapter 5, that Elijah was just like us. He was a human being. He had weaknesses just like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find out further after Elijah seeing the power of God before the prophets of Baal, as he you know, he slays all these prophets of Baal, and God's power is with him, and then next thing you know, he in a cave, he's scared because Jezebel is looking for him. You know, she's looking to kill him. The word is out, she got a hit on him.
Mm-hmm.
The assassins is on the look for where he is, and he goes, he hides in a cave. But even in there, God took care of him. But it just goes to show he had weaknesses just like anybody else.
That's right.
He got afraid. Elijah got afraid just like anybody else. But at this particular time, he took, when it mattered, I'm gonna say like this, when it mattered, Elijah just trusted God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what it looked like, he relied on God to be his strength. And that's the answer to your how do you not give up? You trust God.
Mm-hmm.
Basically simple. Trust God, trust his word.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's promised in his word is so. And if God, you have had a word from God, because you have the word of God, then you can hear a word from God.
Yeah.
So either one, you hold on to.
That's right.
The word of God in the Bible, and then a word from God that he speaks into your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You hold on to it. You don't let go of it. No matter what it look like, no matter what report someone tells you that goes against that, you still refuse to give up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn to trust God and know that he will come through. And you say, why do we trust God? Well, again, we look to the word.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confident belief in God's promises.
Mm-hmm.
Confident belief. You constantly are confident in who God is. So
mm-hmm.
faith in God comes by believing his word, and faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So you keep your faith in the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you meditate on the word. That you got to hear it. You got to keep it before you, because, you know, if you think about it, if you're having negative thoughts of giving up, if you start speaking the word out your mouth, them negative thoughts are going to stop immediately.
Yes, yes.
Because you can't be thinking those negative thoughts and speaking the word of God out your mouth and think you're going to be able to hear both. You're only going to be hearing what you are saying out of your mouth.
That's right.
And if you're saying the word, you're saying all the right things. So here's some takeaways from today's message about refusing to give up. First, always trust God.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Your faith in God it's going to be put to the test. You're going to have trials in life. So you have to just trust God. And you have to be encouraged knowing that God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
You know, whatever trials you face is working in your favor. And you can trust God that he is a prayer answering God, and his ears are attentive to the cries of the righteous.
He's
listening to hear that his children need him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need me? Do you need something from me? What can I help you with? And he's eager to help. He's eager to help. And also another takeaway is, don't give up just because circumstances don't look like what you prayed for. Or if it don't look like your prayer has been answered.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer's already been answered.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing you're waiting for is the manifestation.
That's it.
You're waiting for the little small cloud to show up. Then you waiting for the big rain event to show up, like Elijah was. Mm-hmm. So the big event was going to come. Mm-hmm. But keep a lookout on those little clues from God that it's working. It's working. Yeah. And it's promised that all things is working together for your good, for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. And if you're one of his, you're called and you have a purpose. So you can expect that all things are working for your good. Even the bad things, God can turn it around. So you got to also remember God's faithful and he honors your faith in him. And you got to look back over your life and remind yourself of all those times that God came through for you at just the right time. Mm-hmm. I already know about it. I just this week, of this recording, God came through. It was an emergency situation and God came through immediately.
Yes, he did.
I prayed and cried out to God and he immediately answered my prayer.
That's right.
And I continued to pray throughout the process and God answered my prayer.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, as we close, I want you to just remember that when you pray in accordance with God's word, which is his will, and you'll find it out, stay in the word, you'll find it out, you shall see the goodness of the Lord show up. Mm-hmm. I know I did. I'm a witness. Mm-hmm. I know in the midst of a terrible situation, God showed up. I prayed, I asked for his help, and he came right on it. It was no waiting in the time period of him coming in. With God, with this situation, God came in immediately, and he took over. Mm-hmm. And there are times when God does do that. Did you want to add?
Yes. What I love about the Lord is, you know, sometimes we feel like, we think, does he hear us?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and that's when it, you know, I know that there are people, you know, they feel like giving up because you're like, now I prayed for this and Lady V, it didn't happen for me. So what's the deal? But the thing of it is, you have to put your faith on the field. And what we mean is when you stand on the word of God, you stand on the word. Now, if it's promised to you in his word, you can best believe, you can bank on it, it'll happen. But you have to make the decision to stand on that word. And what I mean by put your faith on the field is you put your faith out there. You stand on that word until you see it.
Until you see it. Until
you
see
don't
it.
Give up because it didn't happen when you thought it should happen. Because it, or if it didn't happen immediately.
Yeah.
You don't give up. You hold on to what the word says, standing on your faith until you see that manifestation because it's already done in the spiritual realm.
That's right. That's
if you're asking according to his word, it's already done in the spiritual realm.
That's right. That's right. It's already done. So let me pray for all that are listening, because we don't believe it's by chance for anyone that tunes in all the way to the end. We know that there's something for you and there's something God want to speak to your spirit. We know this message is for someone, and we minister to people all over the world, and we are humbled at God's allowing us to be vessels to do such.
Yes.
And we want to be obedient. And so and that, you know, for all those that have tuned in, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. So let's just take a moment and go to the throne of grace. Father God, we come to your name of Jesus. We thank you, God, first and foremost, that you are an on-time God.
Yes.
You are a prayer-answering God. And God, we thank you that your word lets us know that when we cry out, God, that you hear us, God.
Yes.
And you deliver us from all of our troubles, God. We thank you that your word tells us that you are near to all who call on you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And to all who call on you in truth. We're calling on you in truth, God, yes, in your word, God, believing that when we call, you will answer, God. And we thank you that your word lets us know, God, that whatever we ask for in prayer, you, that we all will receive what we have faith for, God.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, that we have faith in knowing that you are a God that hears, that sees, and that answers, God, that you are a faithful God, that you will never leave us or forsake us, God.
Mm.
No matter what situation we are in, God, you are with us in it, God, and
yes,
you are
God.
Working to turn it around for our good. We thank you, Father God, that even in sorrow, even in heartache, God, even in struggles, even in lack, you are with us to deliver us, God, out of situations that will try to take our mind into a direction direction that it shouldn't go into of giving up, God. So I ask you to speak, God. Speak to every hearer, God. Yes, speak God. To their hearts, God. Speak to their situations, God, so that they will hold on to you, God, not mm-hmm. to their strength, not to their knowing, God, not to what they are hearing from a report from someone else, God. Let it be that they are just going to trust you, God,
yes.
in all things, God, that they're just going to trust you and never give up, God. And I pray, God, that you send a manifestation of that little small cloud, that little piece yes, of evidence God. That says that you are in it, God, and you are in it with them to bring them through the valley, God. Mm-hmm. You are the light at the end of that dark tunnel, God, and we thank you that you would just step right in, Father God, and honor those that just trust in you and in your word, God, and in your faithfulness, God. We know yes. that, Father God, your word is true and your word is living and is active, and I speak into each person's life peace.
Yes.
I speak grace. I speak the strength of God into your life. I speak the joy of the Lord yes, into God. Your life, and I thank you, God, right now that because I pray this in your son's name, in Jesus' name, Lord, you will do it, God, and yes. you will be glorified in their situations, God.
Yes.
So, God, thank you that you step in and you step in and you step up, God, and you show that you are the great I am, God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You're the Lord God, our provider. Mm-hmm. So you know what is needed. So we ask you to step in and help whoever's listening to refuse to give up, but yes, to persevere God. Until they see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, God. And we thank you. They shall live and not die
yes.
and be able to declare and to tell that you, Lord God, are a good and faithful God.
Yes,
so we thank you, God, right now for that and for those that are listening. Blessings upon them and their family, God. Send them what they're in need of, God.
Yes.
Remove anything that would taint or torment their lives right now, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we just thank you, Father God, that you would show them that you love them and that you are the greatest God that ever will be.
Yes.
And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And for those that don't know Jesus that are listening, we know we have some unbelievers that are that'll tune in as well, then mm-hmm. you were drawn. You were drawn. No one comes to God except he draws you. You were
yes.
drawn for a special purpose. We want you to know what's most important in your life is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And how you get that? Well, we look at the word. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world
mm-hmm.
that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him, that's faith, shall not perish but have eternal life. So whoever's listening, and if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and enter into the greatest relationship you have ever known,
mm-hmm.
Here's a prayer that you can repeat after me and say to receive that salvation right where you are, because Jesus will meet you right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is have faith as a mustard seed. He will meet you right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
You love the world so much.
You love the world so much.
That you gave your only begotten son.
That you gave your only begotten son.
To die for our sins.
To die for our sins.
So that whoever believes.
So that whoever believes.
In him will not perish.
In him will not perish.
But have eternal life.
But have eternal life.
Your word says.
Your word says.
That we are saved by grace.
That we are saved by grace.
Through faith.
Through faith.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
As it is a free gift from you.
As it is a free gift from you.
There is nothing I can do.
There is nothing I can do.
To earn salvation.
To earn salvation.
I believe.
I believe.
And confess.
And confess.
With my mouth.
With my mouth.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is your son.
Is your son.
The savior of the world.
The savior of the world.
I believe he died.
I believe he died.
On the cross for me.
On the cross for me.
And bore all my sins.
And bore all my sins.
Paying the price for them.
Paying the price for them.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
You raised Jesus from the dead.
You raised Jesus from the dead.
And that he is alive today.
And that he is alive today.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
And I am sorry for my sins.
And I am sorry for my sins.
And I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
By faith, I receive Jesus Christ now.
By faith, I receive Jesus Christ now.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I believe that I am saved.
I believe that I am saved.
And will spend eternity.
And will spend eternity.
With you.
With you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am grateful, Father God.
I am grateful, Father God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So you pray that simple prayer, you are now born again in Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Yes.
Welcome to the family of God.
Yes.
Get you a Holy Bible with a translation you can understand, like the New King James Version, New Living Translation, New International, the ESV. It's several out there. Just make sure it's a Holy Bible, the Word of God, so that you can understand, and get you a study Bible so you can have something as a companion to your Bible to go along with it, so you can read the commentary to get some study notes, and so it can kind of help you to understand it. But you also need a teacher. You need a teacher, because God put teachers, preachers, apostles, prophets, all of us are evangelists here to teach the Word of God, to teach of Jesus, so that you will get an understanding. Now, I can't tell you which church to go to. Only God can direct you, but I can direct you to some pastors that you can stream online, like Pastor Creflo Dollar, Pastor Joseph Prince. We have Pastor Gregory Dickow. There are three wonderful grace teachers that teach about the grace of God through Jesus Christ, and they give such good clarity in their teachings that can introduce you to the God of all grace, who is Jesus Christ. And so I recommend you look them up until God leads you to where your church home shall be. And so that's just a little bit of advice there. But if you also, if you have any questions, you know, please contact us by going over to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com. That is spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com, and click the contact us tab. You know, we want to hear from you. We want to help point you in the right direction. We want to pray for you. If you have a prayer concern, we're always checking to see whoever is in need of prayer. And because we want your life to change in such a way that, you know, you are not alone. We want you to realize that Jesus is your center, and that we are here as servants of God to just help you along the way if you need any help.
Exactly.
So, you know, feel free to contact us. So before I close out, I just want to pronounce a blessing over everyone that is hearing hearing this message. According to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." In Jesus' name, God bless you. Grace and peace to you. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to We Are She Talks podcast. If our content has blessed you in any way, reach out and let us know. Also, share it with your family and friends. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S3E5. While you're there, take our short survey, follow and like us on social media, sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's prayer and devotional episodes. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store, because we've got you covered. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.